Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is Chav Vav. I'll go back and just mention one point here. Is it important to emphasize? Rashi says a chiddush in the Heter of Yichud, sort of skipped up. Oh my gosh. Rabbi Yitzchak Steg is here today.
Oh, wow. Wow. That would really raise the bar.
I got to do it over again. Okay. Right. So, here's the Rashi on Chof Heim at Beis. I think everyone was thinking this when we saw it. Rashi says a heter, at least according to one man, the Omar, that if an Isha is Chashuva Bein Ha'anoshin, so then there's no chash shvichas damim because she has connections. If she's not chashuva bein hanoshin, which means Rashi says she's not yafa, so then there's no chash of gilui arayos, and therefore there's a heter yichud. The Tosfos says that where you find this heter that if a woman is not yafa, there's a heter of yichud. Let me start with Tana Bishum Mokum. Talib Bishvuya Ben Yafa, Lehina Yafa, Latir Lepuhuna. Right? Taisha says, Let me start with Shum Tana, Let me see you that there's such a heter of a Yichud. Like, we don't pass him like this when it comes to Yisraelis, that if the woman is ugly, she's not Yafa, then there's a heter of Yichud. And that's, I guess, also, right, you have to say beauty in the eye of the beholder. Not, it's okay.
No heter for the Cana.
Exactly. I feel as a Cana. If you go back, the Gemara said, in Gemara Kedushin, the Gemara says, there's no heter for such a thing. Ask for Shalom to be matu such a thing. So, you have to come and say there's differences between an Akum and Yisraelis. And that question is, what is that difference? So I'll let everyone work on that on their own time. Exactly. Based on the famous Rashi and Kedushin seems to say there's two dinim in Yichud. One is that there's a chash of Gilui Arayos, and the other is that even the act of Yichud by itself is considered a Isser. Because Rashi says by Baal Imoy, you know what I'm talking about? By the Imoy, Rashi says over there, there's no Isser Yichud at all by the Imoy. Yeah, but then he says that, by the Be'ir, Rashi says there's no Malchus on the Yichud. But he says that by the other case, not the exact case, but by the Be'ir, Rashi holds that over there, there's no Chash Gila Arroyas, because the Baal is Be'ir, but there still is an Isser Yichud, because Lemaisa, even if her husband is in the city, it might come, and there's a, Chash of Gila Arroyas, but still, someone is there, Bechepta, there's a Yichud, the Maisa, there's a Yichud that's taking place, she is secluded with another man. And that goes into the Isser of, of Gila Arroyas Mamish, like Sikruvu Legali Serva. They say that according to Rashi, that would not apply by a goy. There's only a chash of gilui arayos by a goy. The isra of being miyachid with the goy doesn't apply. So there's only a chash of gilui arayos. But if she's mechueres, then there's no chash gilui arayos. So Rashi Lishitosa maybe there's a cheshbon, but it's still very shver to say that because mechayer if he was kena. Listen, the maisa, yitzor tukva, who can differentiate between if she's ugly, she's not ugly, it's a yichud is yichud.
There's no exception by the Be'ir. As I think, the other with you, and he's in the next house, she still winds up in the desert.
Yeah, maybe there's no Isra. The din of Saita has nothing to do with the Isra of Yichud.
But doesn't have to do with the Shabbat?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if there's no chash of Be'ah, why?
No, so that's what you'd have to say, that there's no chash of Be'ah to make an Isser Yichud, but there still is a chash Be'ah. So, and also don't forget, over there there was Kenan and Stira against this man.
Maybe makes
him more likely.
Not only Yichud is really
Not all Yichud is Yichud. So, yeah, so you have to say a chiluk like that. Also, again, you could be mechalik between, you know, the din of Yichud. Maybe there wouldn't be an Isser of Yichud by Soita. You know, you could say something like that. All right, so that's a point I just feel like I had to mention. But let's start. We're on the bottom of Chafei Mbeiz. Today's dot is Bavav. We're on the last line of Chafei Mbeiz. Rav Menashe have a other day Tursa. Rav Menashe, he was going to a place called Bay Tursa. Hogu Bay Ganvi, lo and behold, he was met up by the Ganovim. Amulei, they said to him, where are you going? And like we just finished saying, a person should say to the Ganovim that he's going further than where he intends to go, and therefore the Ganovim are going to lie in wait and ambush in that place, and he skipped town at that point, he's already somewhere else. That's what he should do. So that's what happened. Rav Menashe said, I'm going to Pumpadisa, which was further away than Beit Tursa. Came up to the Beit Tursa, parish. And sure enough, when he came to Beit Tursa, he booked. He was out of there. So they couldn't do their siege on him, their ambush.
This is my stop.
Yeah, this is my stop. Goodbye. See you later, Ganavim. Amulei, they said to him, Talmid of Yehuda Ramoa, you are the Talmud of Rav Yehuda, who is a Ramoa? He's a trickster. He's someone who's conniving, Rav Yehuda. And he taught you these tricks. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Talmid of Rav Yehuda, have the Korole Ramoa, Klemmer, Mimena Lomad del Ramay Seinu. And they were listening to Yisrael. They were listening to Yisrael, so they knew who Rav Yehuda was. And that's why he said to them, he took offense to this. You know who he is. He said to the list of Yisrael, you know what? I'm putting you in Chayrim. How dare you speak about my Rebbe like this? And therefore, these Ganovim, from Ganovim, they were from Ganovim that were Amoratim, yeah. You see this throughout Shas. The Fluma Ganovim they compartmentalize. They're Ganovim, but they don't do anything else. Have them show them. What happened? They were in Sharon. Ozlu of the Gilevisal Esrim Batarkin Shnin. They continued in their craft for 22 years. So they were loy mutzluchs. When it came to stealing, yeah, based on the curse of Rav Menashe, who took umbrage. That's what I was looking for. He took umbrage to them insulting Rav Yehuda. So keeping the chazu, Azu, they said, you know what? Please, we're doing tshuva. We're not going to steal anymore. Take away our chayim. But there was this one weaver who didn't join the crowd to get rid of his chayim. So what happened was that he actually took away the chayim. But there was this one weaver who said, you know what, I'm not attending this. I am sticking to my guns. Literally. He didn't come. So then what happened was, that's it. It was eaten by a lion. Goodbye, weevil. Now, they say, because the garden, Rashi says, Dam garden, Emle Boishas Ponim, we know, Umar says, Az is, it becomes a sheikhet, or a weaver, or a moil, or it could be a Dama Reitzea. So a weaver as well. Gardono, who doesn't, he's not humble, right? Butter Mishani, right? He's the one who loses years off of his life. Humble yourself and don't stick to your guns. Humble yourself and you'll live long. If not, you're going to end up losing years. What were you saying, Jonathan? I think they use red threads. Red, color red. Meitza. Yeah. Yeah. Gardut. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Tochazi, and then the Gemara says, Ma ben Gambi Bobel is in Eretz Yisrael. Look at the difference. Ah, look at Rashi. Gambi Bobel, Shapogu Brabinashi, Nisbaku Lacharapod and Gobel. Right? These were the Ganovim of Bobel. They were so bad that they met, Rashi says Rav Menashe, I'm not sure where that came from. No, no, they met Rav Menashe, but they cursed another God, which is Rav Yehuda. But I'm not Rashi says Rav Menashe. The listener to Israel, they said, but the Midicham, Sibru Mishvachai. But the listener to Israel, they were very, good Midas. And they praised Rabbi Akiva when they heard about his conniving ways. When it comes to Rabbi Yehuda, the Ganovim in Bavel, they were very upset about that, and they cursed him. Listen, right, we should stop listening. Prutzim and Ganovim with Yachas Shvach Shalitz Yisrael. Rashi says, adds up to that point. Yes, right. That stam listening are more parties than Ganovim. Right? Listening are armed robbers. No, they are more. They're more lax than Ganovim, and therefore, and that teaches the Shvach. The Shvach of Eretz Yisrael. Look at the Ganovim of Eretz Yisrael. Ah, the Valdik of Ganovim. The Valdik of Ganovim. It's so interesting. Okay, so next Mishnah. The following blot, really, next couple blot, very, Nagei Halacha L'Maisa. I'm not going to pass them, of course, but these are very, very intricate halachas that come up. I would say pretty often, and they're pretty stringent as well. So maybe we'll do a couple, maybe just look at one Shulchan Aruch or two, and the places that again, very again from this Gemara. Again, I think we should also keep in mind the Meiri who says that the other Chachamim that we're dealing with, again, the way he says it, really as a general rule from really the Masechta, is that we're not talking about regular American Joe. We're talking about someone who's a pagan, immoral, barbarian. So someone like that, we say, is wont to do certain things, and it's part of his reputation. So just keep that in mind as a background. Again, it seems Tosfos doesn't agree with that, which is what the Meiri himself says. But what we came out was that it depends, really. Just Kuchazi in the Dain Lamasha in Avrois, see what type of going you're dealing with, and I think that's going to become very relevant here to keep in mind. Let's see the Mishnah. Bas Yisrael lo yisiyaled esloyvedes kechavim v'neishim ayat mishiyaledes ben avedes kechavim. Listen to this: a Bas Yisrael should not help a goyish woman give birth, because she's bringing a goyish baby into the world, which is bringing avodah zarah, bringing someone who serves avodah zarah into this world, and that's a problem. You're proliferating avodah zarah, so don't do that. We'll see if there's a reason that it would be okay. I'll have this kachavim, me let this bas Yisrael, but I've had this kachavim, a non-Jewish Yisrael, midwife, I guess, could help a bas Yisrael give birth, because why not? Well, we'll see soon. Yeah, Bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman, should not nurse the son of a guy. A guy is a child. We'll see, of course. That's also, simply the same reason as the beginning. Again, you're proliferating, you're taking a portion of proliferating of the Zohar. But the non-Jewish woman can nurse the child of Yisrael. Birshusa, look at Rashi, the Israelis, and the property of the Israelis. But don't give her over to the non-Jewish woman to take her to her house, because that's a chash. And of course, everyone's thinking over here, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, and should be joined from Avedis Kechavim. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was, so this is the big question exactly. Maybe we'll just mention it quickly.
There.
No, so that's what,
he was there. He didn't take her to the office.
Right, so I don't know if she was right there. I don't know if she was there.
I thought she was the one that put her.
Yeah, but was she there while...
she said she stayed.
That's interesting, I hear. Well, we'll see in the Gemara that our mayor holds that doesn't help. So maybe that's the question. I hear what you're saying. But there's a big machlekes rishonim, between Mukhi Yosef and the Rashi over here. Mukhi Yosef says that there's an Isser Gomel to be yoinik from an Isha Ben Shechadim, except he learns the entire sugya over here, talking where there's a certain level of sakoni. For example, there's no yoinik Yisraelis in the proximity. Now, you can end up bringing her from another place, but because there's a certain chash sakana in doing that, that's where the heter over here applies. That's how the Mukhi Yosef goes. The Rashi says, no. Abadim, the Ikar Adin, you're allowed to be yoinik from an Avedis Kotavim, because just like there's a heter on Halavisha, which is anyways, Mikar Adin should be Asur, Halavisha is from Yotzim and Asai, it should be Avim and Asai. What's that? Yeah, Merik Mara says in Tzubis of Sama. So it was Motul Maisla, so that heter, it was should be Asur anyways, so that heter extended to the Chalav of an Avedis Kotavim, Maishma, so the Rashi says. There is an Indian that Pel Shaos the Daber in Mashkina, we find there is such a midas chasidus not to do it, which is a famous Emes Yaakov Kamenetsky says, why should that apply to every Jewish child? Every Jewish child is a Moshe Rabbeinu. Why should we say that it should be an Israel? Rashi says, or at least a midas chasidus to every Jewish child is not going to be Osa the Daber Mashkina. He says we see that every child, when you mechanech them, you should look at them as if they're going to end up davening or talking to the Shechina like Moshe Rabbeinu, like the Rambam says, right? Every person could become Moshe Rabbeinu. Basically, Akiv says this halacha lemaisa. Well, that's what the Rashi says. The teva of the mother goes into the child, and that's really the problem of the Midas Chasidus. That was by Moshe Rabbeinu. Where it goes into the pad.
You don't see that from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah did extremely did like our Geno.
The Midas Chasidus Yisrael Bechusa.
Rashi says like our Geno. The thing in Machlokes and Mishnah is whether you place it like our Geno or not.
Right. So that's the reason for the Mishnah. The question is, what would be the heter? Let's say you didn't have that chash. What would be the heter? Mukhi Yosef says the only way there would be a heter.
Our
Shemitah Argenu means you're not allowed to do it.
Well,
let's say there isn't a chash of Shemitah Argenu. For whatever reason, it would be mutter. And that's where the Rishonim come and say, what's the heter? So Mukhi Yosef learns that the whole context is a chash sakana. And the Rashba learns that it's only Atzimidus Chasidus, but the Ikar Adin, it would be mutter, except for the Zachash of Shemitah Argenu. That's the question before the Shash. Why would there be a heter? That's the.
The mother is this, you're not worried Shemitah Argenu.
Well, again, that's we'll see in the Gemara if there is such a heter of Shemitah. Again, that's they're going before the Isra, I should say, of Shemitah Argenu. That's the grade over here. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Vashi Yisrael loy tiyaled esavedes kuchavim. Again, the Medik, Bas Yisrael can't give birth, help Avodah Zarah give birth, Neshev, let this ben Avodah Zarah, because, you're causing, again, Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, like the Alice Bas Yisrael, with Neshev, Cheshudin, Aos, Sviches, Dom. By the way, we see this today. All these mice with the Palestinians killing Jewish babies. It's not so far-fetched. Vivrav Meir. Meir says, across the board, an Avodah Zarah cannot be Mialedes Abbas Yisrael, the child of Abbas Yisrael, because they're going to murder the child. The child should be murdered. The child, the Grand Mayor. Machachamim Oimrim, Oivedes Chachamim, Mialedes Esbas Yisrael, this man Sheacherois Oimdois Al Gabo. If there are others looking around, so then she knows she's doing something suspicious. There's no chash of Shvichas Damim. Allah Benoy Levenoy. But to do it just the mother and the midwife over there, that would be a problem. Shvichas damim. Zogni demar. Rameh oimer afilu achiras on the sadabo nami lo. Rameh says even if there are others around, still you cannot do it. There's in the manchale yoda apusa because maybe she'll do something that's a subterfuge, right? She'll do it in a way where you can't really notice what she's doing. Sometimes the case would be she'll take her hand and squeeze the soft part of the forehead, which we know the child, when it's young, is squeeze the soft part of the forehead and crush the head, the couple of and kill the child. Loimitazi. Who's going to suspect such a thing? No one saw it. It's a stillbirth. People assume such a thing. And that's the chash. The mayor says you have to really be chayshish. Ki hahi itisa, and he brings a story. Ki hahi itisa the amr lechaverta, that the woman said to her friend, molda yuhu adayoso, bas molda yuhu adayoso. She said to the one woman said to her friend, she said, you, I don't like you. I don't like you. She cursed her. You, the one giving birth to Jewish children, proliferating Yiddish kind, Jewish children in the world. Cursed are you. It's a bad thing. Cursed are you. Amrla, she said to him, no, the opposite. Nefishin bishna lahi etisla. You are worse than me, she said to her. Because I have poured blood from them like the river, like the Ashkuma rushes. What is this translation here? Something about the river? Anyone?
No. You should have as much soros as the yeah. You should have as much soros as the number of Jewish children that I have killed.
Oh.
And I poured their blood.
Which was like ufya dinara. What's ufya dinara? Right.
And their blood is pouring like the water off the banks.
In other words, what she'd say, you think I'm being mealed in Jewish children? Quite the opposite. I'm killing them. So in other words, Rameyer is saying you see that this woman, she kept on getting children, you know, Jewish women to give birth to. Obviously, what she was doing was hidden. And that's Rameir's proof that you should be chayshish even if there's achir some of the salgaba, because this woman kept on doing it over and over and over again. So obviously it would get her, she could do it in a hidden way.
Whatever she was able to, she killed her.
Yeah. Rabbanan, now how did Rabbanan interpret such a story? She only said this as an excuse. She was just, you know, putting off her friend to make it look like she was, really. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now this is a big, big inyan. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch here, what are we paskin exactly? So again, I'm not saying this is halach lemaisa because the ain't l'dayin l'masha ain't of royce, right? If you see that the goyish midwife or this is not someone who's been tayshish and shvichas damin, I would be mutter. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins me'ikar adin, but listen to this.
What simile did you write? I brought my Shulchan Aruch for this purpose.
You did? You brought it to the bungalow?
Avadi?
This is where. So it's in Kufnun Dal, Mamish at the beginning.
Kufnun Dal, coming up right
Kufnun
now.
So Zuktiv, look at the Mamish at the beginning. Kufnun Dal, Tzifalif. Should I wait for you, Rav Lovitz?
Yes, here it is.
No, Jonathan says not to wait for you. Okay.
I have.
Wait, the Paskin, the legal counsel.
There I got it.
Of course, not to wait.
I got it.
Very nice. Beautiful Shulchan Aruch. Beautiful.
Yeah.
From the 50s. From the 50s. Avedas
Kechobin. No, I got the real one. I have it rebound.
The real one.
This is the newest one.
Israelis. Avedas Kechobin can't help Israelis give birth. Beinoy leveinah. Okay, so we passed in like the Rabbonon, like the Rabbonon. Yeah, because if there would be Acherus, it would be okay. It looks like we passed like the Rabbonon, fine. Vafilu, and here's the linchpin. Vafilu and he mumchis. Even if she is a mumcha. Now we're going to see in the Gemara soon, the midwife. We're going to see in the Gemara what's Mumchus mean. She's an expert and a well-known doctor or midwife, certified. So we're going to see in the Gemara later on that there's a heter for such a thing. When it comes to Mila, we'll see in the Gemara she has a good reputation. And normally there's a svara that would be okay because she doesn't want to ruin her reputation. But the Shulchan Aruch is machadish that is a problem. And the Shach asks that he brings Yerushalmi and Blaib Sorachian Tmil. Yes, the Yerushalmi Perik Eimam Midin, which is our Perik, says, Kamar Ki Yechid Beroipe Uman Mutter. We know that a doctor who's a mumche, we're allowed to use a non-Jewish doctor who's a mumche because they're worried about their reputation, right? They're worried that they're going to get fired if they find out.
Verification, yeah.
Hu hadin b'myaledes chochmo. If you have myaledes, that's a chochmo, meaning she's a known, she's a mumche, he says that then that should also be a hatter. He says, "V'chein b'shum poisik l'nizkar d'biyamledes mumche aser." Tzorach Yir. The Shach says, "L'nizkar b'shum poisik b'chayv." This is from the makom that we're makel. I think nowadays we're makel to have a biyamledes. That's a chachma to take care of the birth, right? And Zot the Shach, later Sham, didn't find anything to the contrary, and he says, "Tzorach Yir."
But you see by a doctor, you don't see by.
Yeah, that's the Shach's problem. It's not the B.R. girl. This is the B.R. girl.
So what does the Shach say? Only by a mumcha, though, right?
The Shach says that the Isser, that the Shulchan Aruch says, that this Isser of B.M.I.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.B.A.
And even in
Achirus Om is a Chagaba. That's a heter, like we pass like the Chacham. That's
right.
That's like he says. So, but right. So that is a separate heter. But the question is this mumcha thing. The Sukhar right. says that there's an Isra, even if there's a mumcha, and we don't say that the reputation is you know, she's worried about right. reputation, she's going to do it properly.
So the Shach is saying that even by mumcha beino beino is okay?
Yes, it should be okay.
That's so it'd be fine, but I like that. Right, okay. So those are the raw. Yeah, I got it. What is it?
The BR raw. Aleph. So the BR.
Interesting is because here she can do it in a way, however, typically she doesn't have a nice reputation. The murder stance is a way to do it on the head where people won't notice. Even if you're a mumcha, there's still a way not to ruin your reputation.
So that was only even if Achir is under Salgaba, right? That's only going in Ramay. The Rabbanan never said such a chash. Right? If you look through the Cheshire and the Gemara, the Rabbanan said we're not gracious with such a thing. That's why they have the heter of Achir is under Salgaba. Yeah, in the Rabbanan we don't find such a svara. So we don't pass them like that anyway. So if it's going to be done, it's not going to be done in a way that it won't be well known. That's what you see. Very good. I'm sorry, I don't have so much time. Yeah. Very good. Yeah, we have that by Kfela. Kfela Sakum. Yeah, some hold that's only by Messiah Chafituma. Yeah. Okay, the Rambam. So, all right, so we got to start with Yitzchak. Call a parish from Chok, a parish from Nachayim. We have to see the Groh. So this is the problem. The Shach says we don't find such a source. Zok the Groh, what do you mean? It's befavorous in the Gemara. The Chayim of Or, it says the Tor. The Tor says like the Shulchan Aruch. Afil b'momchis, like you just said. The Chayim of Or, the Gemara is not the Groh. Shom, the Rameir, ki ahi itnesa. Look at this case, Zok there. What was the case of the Ahiyatasa that the Gemara brings as the Machlaikis from Meir and the Rabbanu? And the Rabbanu had to say that such a thing never happened. Meaning the Isra technically would have applied that would have been the case of the Machlaikis from Meir and the Rabbanu. This woman kept on being brought children to give birth. Why? She must have been a mumcha, she must have been a well-known doctor, because so that's what he's saying. You see, the Isra is even by a mumchis. Because what kind of woman are we dealing with over here? That she kept on getting babies, more and more babies to be, obviously she had a reputation, and she was a mumcha, but the girl, you see that the Isra would apply by mumchas from the Gemara itself. This is the Bira girl. Yes. Oh, so I'm just bringing, again, I couldn't leave some, what was that? I'm just bringing out from here just a little bit of the halacha lemaisa. Again, I have friends that I know who are gynecologists. There definitely are people that take over for them on Shabbos, for example, non-Jewish, again, we see all the time, non-Jewish, I don't know exactly the heter, maybe it's Acheris and the Salgaba, maybe they're Mumchen, but we have a cool over here. But I think the Svara still applies. You have to be cognizant of the possibility that the, you know, the guys are good.
They have a reputation for issues.
So that's what I said. If you go with the Meiri, you have to keep that in context. But Kinira, the Shulchan Aruch and Taisus, they don't seem to say such a chiluk. They always have to say, but again, maybe you'd say that. Look at, you know, look at who you're dealing with. Are you dealing with someone who's Muhammad Ali, you know, not Muhammad, Muhammad ibn Asar, who's giving birth to, you know, Arab doctors, and I would say, you know, use your brain.
In Israel, they're plenty of Arab doctors and nurses.
I know. I tried to avoid them. Okay.
This is a very interesting Pesachim Tshuva. I'm seeing this for the first time. He says there's a difference between what her expertise is. Look at the Pesachim Tshuva. He says if her expertise is not only for giving birth, but also for other things, then we will rely on her. It's apparently even Beino the Beino, even privately. And he quotes the Tosfos later on by Mila. But if she's a mumcha, even the Dvar Macherim, so then her expertise is a broader expertise for some reason.
The reputation is
it's more important.
More important. Very nice.
More important than
I'm sure maybe we'll look at Ibish Moshe or something. Okay. Yeah. So we said Bas Yisrael cannot nurse a non-Jewish child. Tan Rabbon. Bas Yisrael in front of Bnei Shalus Lechavim. Nei Shema Gad Ledes, Negad Dolles, Ben Avedis Lechavim. There are a few cases here with his machlekes Rabbeinu and Rabbanan. If a cherim ba'omen del malgabo is a heter, so first case we have is nursing. You're not allowed to have a non-Jewish woman nurse the Jewish child. Who put poison that the child will die and he'll die before. And that's again the other chash. Again, Rameir's more chayshish, such things will happen. We need both cases. Case of Mialedes and Menekos. Yes, Mialedes, Bikam Rabban Nishori, after Mishum Dachir is raising. By the case of Mialedes, whatever is being done is really done in within sight, right? Abu Meiniko, the after the Shayopal is Sam the Dod Nabroi, the Kotele, but there, before the child's being nursed, she can do this act before she comes into the vicinity of other people to see her. And therefore, Ema Moidele, the Rab Meir, there may be the Rabbanu would agree to Rab Meir that even Achayasam the Salgaba wouldn't work. We ask Mina Meiniko, Behikam Rab Meir, the Asr Misham the Shayopal is Sam the Dod Nabroi, the Kotele. If we only had the case of nursing, their mayor would say, I feel like Hashem on Magaba wouldn't work because there she could do it outside. It's not something that's in sight. Of Mialedes, the loy after, Hechad Acher is the Masagaba, Emoy de Larabon. But in the case of Mialedes, maybe over there, whatever's being done has to be done within sight of the other people. There, maybe she would be, her mayor would agree to the Rabbonim, Tzricha, and therefore you need both cases. For Reminhu, the rule is that a Yehudis, a Jewish woman, is allowed to give birth or help the guy give birth to a child with payment, but not for free. So the kasha over here is, what do you mean? You're being megadeles a son of the Slechavim. So fine. Again, why Chinam would be usher? Exactly. Not so clear, but there is a heter, and why would there be a heter? You being the gadelis ben of the shechavim. So what's the heter of getting payment to give birth to a child that's an non-Jew? Amar Rav Yosef, v'schar shori mishum eva. There's a special heter of eva. Oh, heter of eva. What's eva translated? Hate or bad feelings or.
Animosities.
Thank you. That's what you need. Oh, so why does money make a difference? Because if you look at Rashi, money. Why does money make a difference? Because then
Again, you have to ask.
You can say, the Jewish woman can say, listen, I'm not getting paid for this. I got other things to do with my time. I need to make some money. I'm not dealing with your child. Give birth to it. If you help you give birth. When it comes to schar, she can't, she's getting paid for this work. She can't say, I'm going somewhere else to make money, because she's getting paid for this job. And therefore, there's Avon. Why is the guy's going to say, why you give birth to Jewish children? Why? I'm different because I'm not Jewish. What do you mean? We're all one big happy family. How can you say that I'm not included, I'm not allowed to do it? And that's Rabbi Yosef, again, he's saying there's a heter. Rabbi Yosef extended this heter of allowing a Jew to give to allow. Is there a verb that I could use here for a Jew helping a non-Jew give birth? Is there a word for it?
What do you mean?
No, is there a word that when you help someone give birth?
You make up a verb. You can turn midwife into a verb.
Yeah. Could you make midwife into a verb?
Midwife.
Okay, so could a Jew midwife a non-Jew?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant.
Okay. Okay. So he wanted to extend this heter to Shabbos. It's Eva. Right? What's the guy going to say? The guy's going to say, listen, you midwife Jews on Shabbos, right? Of course. Okay, it's a sakana. What's that there?
No schar on Shabbos.
No, v'schar, only v'schar, yeah.
There's no kind of, the whole kind of is that I can make money, right? Like Rashi says, the kind of thing is, a big money is that if I make them do it for you, I'm losing out on my money because I can go work for someone else. On Shabbos, you don't have to.
You can get schar and Shabbos. You get schar and Shabbos. Schar b'teilo. Now you're making a good point. So what are you saying? There's no Eva because we don't get.
No,
so then it's a kavachomer. It's kavachomer. The guy sees the Jew midwifing other Jews on Shabbos even for free. How could you do it to me without getting? You're saying you must be there's a different reason. That's a good point. I don't know. I hear what you're saying. Yeah, the Ritva says, by the way, over here the schar is going to be usher on Shabbos. It's end up being usher. You hear what I'm saying? Maybe. Okay. All right.
I'm going to stick out the face.
We'll get to it. Yeah, Yitzchok. I know you're way ahead of us. You're usually ahead. Yeah. Amalei Abaya. Abaya says, well, okay, so now Altseva, you might think that there's a heter Altseva. That's what Yitzchok wanted to say. Send his heter. Amalei Abaya, no. You could get out of it. Yochel LeMeimar, the Jewish midwife can say, Didon, Dimitri, Shabso, Mechalina, Alayu. No, we only deal with our own kinds on Shabbos. Because since they keep Shabbos, we're Mechal Shabbos for them. Didchu, Dulay, Mintri, Shabso, but you don't keep Shabbos, and therefore, Loy Mechalina. So Shabbos, for us to be Mechal Shabbos for you, it has to be a thing. So they could get out of it. Now, of course, that's a ridiculous thing, but the guy, whatever, they don't really understand anyways what's going on. So therefore, you can use that. I think you see the Chiddush here. That Eva, animosity, it's not like a, you know, very strong heter. If there's a way to get out of it, then you can. I'm sorry. So Rabbi Yosef Lemeimar, Anuki Bishar Shoy Mishmeid. Same thing. If you're gonna get paid for nursing a child, not Jewish child, that will be okay because of Eva. Again, Amalei Abaya. No. Yachol Lemeimar, Ipnuya. If it's a Pnuya, she can say, Binun Suve, I want to get married. And for some reason, nursing a child before she gets married is a design to takes away from her, maybe, I don't know. It's not a good thing.
I'm sorry.
If she's an Asia Sis, she doesn't want to do this in front of people. Apparently, this was done in front of people. And therefore, So Rabbi Yosef Lemeimar, Rabbi Yosef thought to say, "Had the Tanya, the Chum Rabbi Medaka LeMalvim Aridin." Again, similar scenario. The rule is that a goy and a raya behema daka, you cannot be ma'ila b'lemer midin. The rule meaning, if someone, let's say a non-Jew is in a bar and is going to die, the rule is you don't have to save the non-Jew. But you're not allowed to just go ahead and kill a non-Jew. Ma'ila b'lemer midin. Let's say there's Avon. The guy's going to say, well, you save Jews if they're in a death, the life and death situation. What about a non-Jew? So then, Asuki Bishar, sorry, Mishim Eva. Yosef wanted to say, again, if there's going to be Eva, again, you can get out of it if you get paid, but if you're getting paid anyways, then there's going to be a problem with Eva. And then Rabbi Yosef wanted to say that it's a chiyuv to save the non-Jew. Amalei Abaya, Yochalem Eloi, Koi Bro, Broya Igra. He could say, again, he could get out of it. He could say, listen, my son is on the roof right now, and he's about to fall off. Sorry, I got to help my son first. I'm out of here. I'm going to skedaddle. Inami, Nikita Lizimno, the Beidoya. Or, at this point in time, I have a very important appointment by the Beidoya, by the governor. Look at Rashi. Hashiltam Kavali's man, the Yoim Vad. I have to be there for the board meeting. Vimloy Elish, Yantos Choyba have saved you. And therefore, if I stay over here, yeah, I'm getting paid for this, but then I'm going to lose that on the board meeting. And therefore, I got to run. Sorry, I don't have time. So again, Abaye says another way you can get out of this Ava problem. We'll come maybe, Mr. Shem, to the Tosfos or Yitzchak that you quoted. Maybe we'll come back to it later. We'll see how much time we have, or we can do it tomorrow. Looks like we have to get a little bit short on time now. Tana Rabbevo Kamed Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbevo learned in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Hoyve Kachavim V'Raye Behem Adaka Loi Malam Loi Maridin, like we just said. Now, what are Raye Behem Adaka? These are even Jewish farmers that have small animals, and they're going to, like we've learned before, that the gazlonim, the Rashi says in Sanhedrin, stomen gazlonim shemarim behemtim besodas satnerim roy behem madaka. The assumption is that they end up using these animals. They go to other people's fields.
Therefore, let them die.
And therefore, we let them die. Yeah, there's no din of leshamo el dam reyecha because they're not reyecha. They're not reyecha. They're gazlonim. Not high again. You're not killing. There's only a leshamo. And only Olay Samu. Okay. Abul Hamidin Baham Sirus, Baham Mumrim, Mumrim. But if it's a min, what's a min? Rashi says, Kumrin Avidus to Chavin, Bain of the Chavin Ben Yisrael. Again, Avid Chavin is not allowed to serve Avid Chavin either. Or a Jew. They're serving Avid Zorah. They have a halach of a min, which is a heretic. I think that's too little translation of a min. Bahamasaurus. Now listen to this. Masaurus. Masaurus means we. Now look at Rashi. I think this Rashi is important. Malshinin l'sheker. If it was Amos, you're not a Moser. You look at the over here, the Masaurus of Shas. Takes out the word sheker. Stormachim lesser. You have the guy who's building a swimming pool in his backyard, and it's not legal. Let's say the person goes and tattles on him to the building department. Is he a moiser? Is he not a moiser? Well, it's not a sheker, but it's still a moiser. Totally this gears in Rashi if you're a moiser. Yeah. This happens all the time. People that the building department, the department, they take money. They take Jewish money. Right. Here again, it changes to be Yad Goyim.
Where do you have something taken out of that?
Yeah, I don't know. Masar Shashas. Masar Shashas. So you probably have
the Shas, Vilma, and the Sheker, and I'm not. They're like adding.
You have an outdated Gemara of Nassim, your Nassim Shas. From the 20s. You don't have an Avilna Shas, you have the Bombergs. Okay? So that's, they take it out. Okay, so those types of people, Hayimaridin Vlay Malus, or Dindrabonin, there you kill them. You actually have to be murdered. You murdered them and kill them. Mummer, Meenim, Cyrus, these people aren't meant to be alive. Okay, but what's the Kasha? this is not a kafir. So Rabbi Bo learned in a brace in front of Rabbi Yechonon. Now, he asked, Rabbi Yechonon asked, Amalei ani shoyne, l'chol aveda sachicha, l'rabbi says hamomer. The rule is, yeah, v'chiva shavas aveda, even to a mummer.
The Yad Amri, I tell you my reason, if you say a mummer, you have an obligation to kill, you have to return his money. His money is important. So Kavah Chaymer, the mummer himself, is important enough that you have to keep him alive. Maybe there's no din of Lysanu, but to kill him, Mikan Lazayn, that's a Biachan is Kasho. Oh, so Sami Mikan, mummer. So Zot, Rebavo, so take out the word mummer over here, a mummer, yep, and the din is maybe like Malin, but like Maridin. Frankly, Gemara, will you shine like Tabi Mummer Oichel and Vesel, the oven, Mummer Oichel and Vesel, Hachis? Let Rebavo answer Biachan and say, it depends. If it's a mummer that's Oichel and Vesel, the oven, meaning he's a rebellious person, he doesn't keep the Torah, but he doesn't do it because he's doing it to instigate. He's doing it because he has a title. He wants that cheeseburger. He wants it. He can't hold himself back. So that kind of person is not as evil. And therefore there, the halacha would be right? That's the din of Rabavo, that that's the din before that we said. Or the din of the cholav edus achicha, which applies to a mummer, would apply to that type of mummer. But a mummer that's oichon avelus lahachis, but a mummer that's mamish to go against the rebellious, real rebellious mummer, in that case, it will be loy mal and loy, marvid and loy mal. Why don't he answer that? So Dr. Mar, Kosovar, Rabavo, held oichon avelus lahachis minu. When it's the brisa that he learned says that a min you kill, that's talking about a mummer oichon avelus as well, a mummer lahachis, because a mummer oichon avelus lahachis is like someone who serves avodah zarah. It's like it's mamish a min, and therefore when he used the case of mummer, when the brisa of the case of mummer, that perhaps was talking about a case of mummer oichon avelus liteyavin, and therefore we have a brisa that says a mummer that's for sure oichon avelus liteyavin, you have to return the avodah. Rav Avoh couldn't have answered and said it's different types of mummers. Because his case is talking about mummer nevelus v'teyavim, and that's why he had to take out the word mummer from his brisa. Pliki Rav Acha Ravina. Rav Acha Ravina argued by this case of these cases of mummer achel teyavim and lachachis. Tad omer l'teyavim mummer lachachis minha. One said that a mummer that's achel nevelus v'teyavim, the teyavim, then that is a halacha of a mummer. But lahachis min havi. Lahachis, someone who does a lahachis, is someone who is a min, which is worse. Now you look at Rashi, b'kamadvarim minhu, b'atan le'ereisha minhu. Kamadvarim b'atinu chilek be'min l'mum. Kagoyim, sefer Torah shekos be'min is yisarit. And also, this halacha over here. Now also we should look at Rashi before the te'oven. What does it mean, a mummer that's ochon avelus of te'oven? K'she'en lehem basar. When they don't have any meat, and then they eat again. They don't just go after the cheeseburger. They have no other meat other than the cheeseburger. So they'll do it. No choice. Let's say he's not, he has a heter and an isser in front of him, and he goes for the isser and not the heter. That's lahachis. Again, very specific case. So again, I don't know. Someone has they could eat a burger that's kosher, one that's not kosher, the not kosher burger is more satisfying. So then maybe over there again, it wouldn't be a mummer lahachis because it's more than the teyavim. I'm not sure. Okay.
What's the machlekes by?
It's cheaper.
Well, we have this machlekes by for rather by Eidos. We had this in Sanhedrin. We'll look it up
there. Yeah.
You know, so we have in Sanhedrin if it's a mummer of teyavim. It's possible the Aedus.
Yeah. Let me see how we pass it. Not enough to yeah. Oh, so according to the opinion that holds that a mummer lahachis is a mummer, not a min, what is a min? This is someone who serves on the czar. That's what a min is. Mesve, achal parish echod, a yitosh echod, hareze, mummer. One who eats a parish. What's a parish? A flea. And what's a yitosh? A gnat. What's the difference? I have no clue. Echad harezem mummer. Harezem mummer. Frankly, Gemara, v'hachiz l'hachiz, why would someone want to eat fleas and gnats? He just wants to be machis. So, Tony mummer, he says over there, what is that mummer? Right, this is a mummer. Harezem mummer. Ah, Emily Gemara, no. He has a taiva. Hasam boy, l'mitam taima di isura. He wants to taste isser, meaning, you're right, physically, I guess. But he wants, he's attracted to Isra. Mayim gnuvim yim tokus, something along those lines. It's curious, Wants to eat something that's, I'm curious what this tastes like. What does Isser taste like?
The second time would not be.
Right, so yeah, sorry, the second time wouldn't be, make it lahakas. Yeah, very, that's right. That would make it lahakas. Yeah. Yeah. All right, so that's the,
that's different.
Oh my God. Sorry. What do we say? That a mummer, a min, and a meiser, the rule is that you are meired and not meired. Now, for example, if the halach is that you're supposed to kill them, you put them in a bar, suk in the boy, you're going to say that you're not allowed to be meiler, you shouldn't be meiler. Of course, what's the chiddush? The rule over here is that if there was a mile in a bar, and here it's a shtickle chosim in a sefer, exactly what his teretz is, the answer is over here that if there's, and Tosfos, I think, fills this in over here, I'm trying to say that over here, the case of mile is in a case where there would be eva, or they'd be, in this case, technically you're not allowed to kill because that would create eva. Chiddush over here is that there's a way that loy malin, right? Loy malin, when you can do it through a subterfuge. The Iker point over here is that there's going to be Eva. We're switching gears to there being a case of Eva. And therefore, the Chiddush of the Bryce is that even though you wouldn't be allowed to be Moir in such a case because there's Eva, but if you could do it in a way where there's no Eva, for example, we're about to bring, then the rule is loy malin. That's the way the Mepharshim would say it's a very chosim in a sefer. Otherwise, it doesn't really make so much sense. No, when there is Eva, there's no heter of Myrid, but you still would be loy malin. Because you can do it in a way where it's hidden. What's the way? For example, let's say there was a way for the guy to come out of the bar. There was a foothold or something.
A ledge,
something that you can grab onto. So then Megara, you can end up just shaving it off. They're not going to play Elo, because he can come up with an excuse.
Nobody's watching.
No, even if they're watching. He could say, he's saying, listen, he has an excuse. For Amalei Techas, he usually love it. He says, I don't want my animals to descend into this pit because of this ledge that exists. And therefore, he's taking it away, but really he intends to kill the non-Jew. Again, even in a place where there's Eva, you can do it in a way where there wouldn't be Eva. And therefore, it's okay. Rav Rabbi Yosef Darmi Torbayu, they say a different answer. Rav Rabbi Yosef, if there's a stone over there, he could just politely cover the stone, cover the bar with the stone, and he could say an excuse. Omar, I'm doing this to allow my animals to pass. I don't want them to fall into the manhole.
Yeah,
let me cover the. Oh, you're leaving. Oh, I didn't understand what you meant. Okay. Third scenario, Ravina Amar Shem Hoya Sulam, if there was a ladder, Masalko. It was Amar Bina Lachusib Barim Igra. Again, he wants to take that ladder. The Chiddush over here is that it's not the Tonev who says his son is on the roof. But he's allowed to say that my son is on the roof, I better get him down. And that's another way of getting out of the Igra.
Not yet.
Yeah, any excuse. Tony Arboni. Yisrael bol esoev kachovim u'shum ger. Yisrael can do mila on a goy u'shum ger. Lafuke u'shum mayrona deloy. But you're not allowed to do it for mayrona. What's mayrona?
Yeah.
For a fool. Yeah, you can't do it for a fool. There's some kind of worm or something. Or a lozenge. You can't do it, man. It looks bad or something. Can't do that, right? Lord, the Osler Faisa Bechinam. The Hama'am Rashi says the Hamar and Lemal and Bulem Aridim. Now, here again, the Rashi seems to say that the reason why you're not allowed to be Malo Goy is because it's Laisi Khani. You hear it, Laisi Khani. You're showing him safe. Yeah, not Laisi Khani, because you're giving him a free gift. You're saving his life for free. Yeah, you see it this far, yeah. So that's not okay. A guy couldn't do me, can't do me on Israel because of Shvichas Dom. Never a man. Same thing. Why? Again, because he can do this subterfuge here, sort of tilt the knife a little bit, cut him in the wrong place, and then make him into a kushiv. Again, that's a real problem. Can it kill him? Yeah. Yeah, same thing. There's a subterfuge. Right? So that's the new case over here of Milan. Savra Meir become Loy, freaking Marv. A mayor holds a guy can't do Milan Israel. But a min who here shame Baraika Israel, the Yesh Baraika Kusi, the right way of the Khabam. Here that doesn't have a Jewish doctor, but it does have a Kusi and Levit Khabam. As we know, a Kusi is this in between kind of Jew. It keeps Torah Shabbat, doesn't keep Torah Shabbat Peh. He's more makbid in some things and not makbid in other things. He always has like a, some kind of like, in between status. So who should you choose over here? Yiva or the Chacham, Yiva Kusi, the Rav Meir. Meir says you choose the guy and don't use the Kusi. The Garashi. So again, they may keep Shoresh HaBitzah, but they also have mixed into their religion some of the Zohar involved. So they don't have this practice of being Ma'al Hashem Avodah Zarah. So that's why it's better. Because again, he holds, I guess, the stomach. Kusi is more Jewish. Oh, that's worse. What do you see? A mayor holds that a goy can do a milah, and here before he says even if a chayim under magam does chashish shvichas dam, so it's a stira. April from here army yemal kusi levi kachavim, and who do I mayor of the you, as VC Sishmar, but not a non-Jew. So how do you reconcile that? Really, don't turn it around. So how do you answer up there? Here we see the difference. Right, that's Mumche. A guy that can do it, which the Bryson says that a guy is chayshe reshvichas dam. But if he's a mumche, then it's okay. If he's a mumche the rabbin, look at Rashi on top. He's worried about his reputation. All right, just a quick point here to end off that Rabbi Yitzchak brought up. We have a heter of Ava over here that the Jew is allowed to midwife the non-Jew. Tosfos has a problem. The Gemara says in Shabbos that there's an isser to be moiled a child because you're being oikur davar megiduloi. And there's a problem of goizers, not toitzer, goizers, curing. And that's the problem. And therefore, Tosfos has a kasha. Ava. You're going to use Ava animosity to be matir and isser the araisa of skila of melecha Shabbos. That's Tosfos' problem. How can you use Ava for such a thing? Now, Tosfos emphasizes the words, the Ispe Isuro di Arash. Tosfos implies that if it would be an Isur de Rabbonon, Ava would be Matu that. Ritva says, it's also not true. Ava is not Matu Isurim. We don't care what the guy feel about us. If there's an Isur, there's an Isur. Right? So that's this Machlekes, it seems, Tosfos and Ritva. If the Eva is Matur Nisa Dar Abon, but his Zircha won't be Matur Nisa Dar Aisa. Tosfos answers, Yesh Lomer, the Hakav Yosheves Ala Mishvar Shekvar Nekar Lot Seis. There's no Eker Dover Megiduloi, because the child, the woman is already on the birth stool, and it's Nekar Lot Seis. I don't know what point in time that is. Anybody want to explain when the blood, is it when her water breaks or something? Yes. Okay. Inami, keeping the Kol Echadosha Paschal Giduloi, or she's in her 10th, she's finished ninth month, At that point, within finishes nine months. There's past the due dates, and therefore there'd be a severe enough to meet us over here. They're proposing to do it, and therefore there's a heter taisus. This is the taisus that Rabbi Yitzchak brought up. What does Rabbi say in this taisus? He just quotes it.
Just bring up the idea that the eighth doesn't work for the
arisa. Maybe it doesn't work for the arisa. Yeah, this mamash came up by the way. This one time. Well, so the question is, what is the heter of Avram, really? So does it boil down to the fact that we need to have a good relationship with the non-Jews to give us benefits? Or there's really, some say, this is mamash achshav sakona. The goyim have Avram at all, again. Some say that Avram, that is the pshat in Avram. So I have to see who says it, maybe it's the Ritva. But if that's the problem, so you can understand why even for an Isidur, at least for an Isidur Abon, an Eva would be a Makir, because there is, again, it's a Sakana for us. But I saw this happen once. There was a person by the nursing home over here that fell and was bleeding from his head. I don't know if it was a Sakana or not. And I personally, I thought there was Ava. So I ran to the Hatzolah member, and they sort of said it's not, they don't really deal with that stuff. Because it's a non-Jew. So I guess I'm not sure what the halacha was. It was on Shabbos. So again, I don't know if maybe it was a malacha de Raisa that was involved. Again, there's malachas that are involved. So they didn't call them. So I'm saying these things do happen. I don't know how we pass them. I would love to ask the Rav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.